Now, said the doctor, my part is done, and I may say with some vanity, well done. It remains only to get you out of this cold and poisonous city, and to give you 2 months of a pure air and an easy conscience. The last is your affair. To the first, I think I can help you. It falls indeed rather oddly, but it was but the other day the padre came in from the country. And as he and I are old friends, although of contrary professions, he applied to me in a matter of distress among some of his parishioners. This was a family, but you are ignorant of Spain, and even the names of our grandees are hardly known to you. Suffice it then that they were once great people, and are now fallen to the brink of destitution. Nothing now belongs to them but a residencia and certain leagues of desert mountain, in the greater part of which not even a goat could support life. But the house is a fine old place, and stands at a great height among the hills, and most salubriously, and I had no sooner heard my friend's tale than I remembered you. I told him I had a wounded officer, wounded in the good cause, who was now able to make a change, and I proposed that his friends should take you for a lodger. Instantly the padre's face grew dark, as I had maliciously foreseen it would. It was out of the question, he said. Then let them starve, said I, for I have no sympathy with tatterdemalion pride. Thereupon we separated, not very content with one another, but yesterday, to my wonder, the padre returned and made a submission. The difficulty, he said, he had found upon inquiry to be less than he had feared. Or, in other words, these proud people have put their pride in their pocket. I closed with the offer, and subject to your approval, I have taken rooms for you in the residencia. The air of these mountains will renew your blood, and the quiet in which you will there live is worth all the medicines in the world. Doctor, said I, you have been throughout, my good angel, and your advice is a command. But tell me, if you please, something of the family with which I am to reside.
I am coming to that, replied my friend.
And indeed there is a difficulty in the way. These beggars are, as I have said, of very high descent and swollen in the most baseless vanity. They have lived for some generations in a growing isolation, drawing away on either hand from the rich, who had now become too high for them, and from the poor, whom they still regarded as too low. And even today, when poverty forces them to unfasten a door to a guest, they cannot do so without a most ungracious stipulation. You are to remain, they say, a stranger. They will give you attendance, but they refuse from the first the idea of the smallest intimacy. I will not deny that I was piqued, and perhaps the feeling strengthened my desire to go, for I was confident that I could break down that barrier if I desired. There is nothing offensive in such a stipulation, said I, and I even sympathize with the feeling that inspired it.
It is true they have never seen you, returned the doctor politely, and if they knew you were the handsomest and the most pleasant man that ever came from England, where I am told that handsome men are common, but pleasant ones not so much so, they would doubtless make you welcome with a better grace. But since you take the thing so well, it matters not. To me, indeed, it seems discourteous. But you will find yourself the gainer. The family will not much tempt you. A mother, a son, and a daughter. An old woman said to be half-witted. A country lout and a country girl, who stands very high with her confessor, and is, therefore, chuckled the physician, most likely plain. There is not much in that to attract the fancy of a dashing officer.
And yet you say they are high-born, I objected.
Well, as to that, I should distinguish, returned the doctor.
The mother is, not so the children. The mother was the last representative of a princely stock, degenerate both in parts and fortune. Her father was not only poor, he was mad, and the girl ran wild about the residencia till his death. Then, much of the fortune having died with him, and the family being quite...